the protagonists, the memory, the document. The history of a mine is the history of the men who worked there, of the miners and of the mine technicians that made it productive. But not just that. It's also the history of the families of whom, every day, entered the tunnels, because few other jobs create such intense engagement in the whole social group living around it. It was the miners' families, but more generally the inhabitants of the upper valley as a whole, to daily show a careful and restless participation, an ideal sharing of the dangers that the jobs in the mine have always entailed. If today, after its closing, the memory of the miners' work is still alive, it's because that work, different from all other, able to give satisfaction and pride, but also pain and concern, hasn't changed just the lives of whom practiced it, but has left a deep trace in the collective memory of the valley, in the culture of its people. The effort of bringing to life the memory of this mine is dedicated to the protagonists of its history through the preservation of its building and tunnels. We owe them, after all, the chance to recreate its history, a history that we can recall thanks to the news and images gradually collected by Giovanni Bernardi, technician director of St. Eloisa Mine at the turn of the 19th century, and by his son Mario, that continued his collection. The photographs illustrating this tour come from their archive, guarded by their family.